Welcome to The Mindful Dog Parent, the podcast for overwhelmed and anxious dog owners who are doing their best but still feel like they're getting it all wrong. I'm Sian, a trauma-informed coach and ethical dog trainer. I created this podcast because dog parenting isn't always cute reels and perfect walks. Sometimes it's tears after training, guilt in the quiet moments, or just feeling like you're the only one struggling. If you've ever said, I love my dog, but this is really hard, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll bring you calm, compassionate guidance to help you build confidence, regulate your emotions, and reconnect with your dog, even when things feel messy. Because you're not failing, you're just overwhelmed, and you don't have to figure this out on your own. Have you ever felt yourself or found yourself scrolling and thinking, everyone else seems to have this all together, why can't I? Maybe their recall looks effortless, their walks look calm, their dog just seems to get it. And in that moment, you are feeling that knot in your stomach, and that can be guilt, shame, or frustration, and it's like you're the only one struggling. I want to tell you straight away that you are not the only one struggling, and comparison is one of the sneakiest ways that overwhelm can start to creep back in for dog parents. I'm Sian, and this is The Mindful Dog Parent, and today we are going to be talking about what I call the comparison trap, why your brain does it in the first place. We're going to be going through how it quietly fuels that guilt and stress for both you and your dog, and how you can gently shift back to that calm self-trust that you need. So if you have been feeling behind lately, this episode is for you. Now, before we get cracking with the episode, I will say my voice is sounding very weird and different at the moment, so I'm not very well. I'm powering through and still kind of giving you all the things. This episode's going to be a good one, but that is why my voice is sounding a bit off today. But I've got my herbal tea and I've got my tissues, so we're all good to go. So I want to start here. Why do we compare, and why does it hurt in the first place? Because comparison isn't just a mindset thing. It's actually built into how our nervous system works. From an evolutionary point of view, our brains compare constantly to keep us safe. So we're going to be scanning for cues of belonging. Am I doing it okay? Am I fitting in? And that instinct is there and used to help us to stay connected to the group. So thinking about where our nervous system was first created, that is what it was created to do. Are we fitting in? Are we doing what we need to so that we don't get thrown out of the group and potentially left to be killed by a wild animal? And this is back in the day. So as we've evolved, those nervous system cues are still there, but obviously we don't have that same threat of life or death, of being on our own. But it still is feeding those things that we, you know, start to feel left out, and we start to feel like we're not fitting in, and all those things. So it does help us to feel connected to that group. But now, with social media and the endless stream of dog training reels and success stories, it is just going to keep our nervous system on alert, because our nervous system hasn't evolved in the same way as the world has evolved with technology. So every time you see a post of someone whose dog is sitting perfectly at the cafe or walks calmly through the park, and you would just never attempt that yourself, your body starts to get this jolt of threat. Now, it's not necessarily jealousy. It can be a safety check. So your brain goes, if they're doing better than me, maybe I'm not safe, maybe I'm failing. Now, that's not going to be potentially something that you're conscious of thinking. So you're not going to think I'm not safe consciously, but subconsciously, that is what your body and brain are doing. So I remember early on with my dog Maisie, I would start to scroll through videos, and going back like 9-10 years when this was happening, these kinds of videos weren't really out there a lot. So when I did see videos like that, I would start to think, why does it look so easy for those people? Those videos are out there, but obviously not in the same way as they are now. So meanwhile, I was starting to think to myself, why am I feeling like a complete beginner with all of the things? And honestly, it wasn't that Maisie was struggling in that way as much. It was me. It was my nervous system that was already flooded before it even picked up the lead. And that is what comparison does. It starts to activate stress. So your shoulders tighten, your breathing starts to shallow. Your dog is going to feel that energy instantly. And that's why I like to say two nervous systems, one lead. Because there are two nervous systems at play here, yours and your dog's. And you're connected through that one lead. So do please, please know, if you do compare, it isn't a weakness necessarily. It is your body trying to protect you. You don't need that kind of protection anymore. And that is what we need to tell our body. We don't need that protection in the same way as we used to do. And it can start to cost us having that comparison spiral. So it doesn't just make us feel bad. It starts to change how we train. It starts to pull our focus outward instead of inward. So you start to think, what's everyone else doing that I'm not? Then you start to try new things constantly. So you try different recall cues, you try new harnesses, you try new advice from three different TikTok trainers or Instagram trainers. And before you know it, you have got training whiplash. And your poor dog is thinking, okay, what are we doing today? I'm really confused. What's going on? And that inconsistency doesn't come from laziness from you. It's coming from fear. And that fear is feeding from the fact that you don't want to feel behind. You are wanting to keep up with everyone. You want to be where your expectations and where you thought you would be at this point. So that is where it's coming from. So when we chase everyone else's progress, we're going to lose our own rhythm. Our energy starts to get scattered, our patience starts to shorten, and that lovely calm connection that we want gets harder to reach ultimately. And this is where it links back to our nervous system again, because comparison keeps us in a constant doing state. So you're constantly evaluating, you're constantly scanning, you're constantly striving, and that sympathetic activation is go, 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 go. Eventually you're going to burn out and start to swing into shutdown. That is when you think, I can't do this anymore. So you can see where this spiral is starting to go. So you start off with comparison, everything goes outward, your nervous system feels threatened, so it feels like it needs to keep you safe, and we start to do more, 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 go, go, go. Then we start to burn out and we shut down. And that is our body reacting to that constant state of stress. And burnout and overwhelm are really linked together, and it's quite difficult to overcome. But when you're aware of it, you can get to a good place again. So the cost of that isn't just mental here, it's emotional for you and your dog. Because they are going to start to mirror the overwhelm that you are feeling, because they feel that tension in the tone of voice that you use, in the pace. So you might be trying to go quicker, and even in your touch, because you might kind of be doing things as quickly as you can. And what you both need isn't doing more and more doing, it's more trust. So you can see how this is going to spiral and how comparison is having that negative effect. And what we want to do is build that self-trust. So from comparison to self-trust, how do you actually start to build that in yourself and in your path with your dog? Here are three shifts that I like to use for myself, and I've given to clients when I felt that they've needed it as well. So the first one is to anchor in awareness. So the moment that you start to feel that familiar tightening, so that can be when you're scrolling, when you're watching someone's dog behave seemingly perfectly, just pause. Because when you have that pausing moment and you have that awareness, we can start to make changes. Without that awareness, we're going to really struggle. I want you to name what is happening right now. So name it I've also referred to it as being labelled, so label what is happening, and it's comparison. Then I want you to name what's underneath it. So this is comparison, and I care, and I want the best for my dog here, because that one pause interrupts the stress response that your body is giving off. It is telling your nervous system that we're safe. So try and anchor in that awareness before we start to move on. Like I say, that awareness piece is what starts to change everything. Because then we can go to step two and reclaim your data. So what does that mean? It just means if you only measure success by what others post, you're always going to feel behind. So instead, start gathering your own evidence with your own dog. So that can be what I've said before, writing down one micro win every day. Maybe your dog looked at you instead of barking. Maybe they've settled for longer than yesterday. Or I had a client in a puppy class last week say that their puppy had never laid on the blanket that they'd bought for them before. They'd never chosen to do it. But since our class, they are settling much, much better on that blanket. So that is a big win. Maybe you stayed calm through something that used to trigger you. Those moments are proof of progress. They might not feel huge, but they are micro wins that are going to lead to bigger wins further down the line. And the more you notice them, the stronger your self-trust grows, because you have to have evidence of success for you to feel motivated to keep moving forward, because you can see things are changing and shifting, even if they're only small, and that gives you the motivation to move forward. So then the third one is to curate your circle. So that just means the online world can be really loud, and it's not all kind, and it's not all good. And you can choose what fills your feed. Follow accounts that share honesty and not perfection. Mute anybody that leaves you to feel intense. Surround yourself with voices that value that calm, compassion, and reality. Because if you do that, I promise you, your nervous system will thank you for it. Somebody that I know has done this recently, not related to dog training, but she'd shared how her stress levels were based on her, like, she has an aura ring, so she wears a ring and it tells her what her stress levels are. And her stress was really high 2 weeks ago. And then the only change that she made in that following 2 weeks was muting, unfollowing the online people, groups, leaving the groups and doing all that stuff. That took away all that negative noise, and her stress level basically completely changed and did a full 180 and went from highly stressed for, I think it was nearly 4 hours of stress in that day, to no stress whatsoever. And all she'd done is made that one change. So it really does make a difference. And think about things from previous episodes that I've mentioned. So we're thinking here about the values filter. So anybody who doesn't meet your values filter, unfollow them. It's not worth your while trying to follow somebody who isn't meeting your values filter. So if they're doing something that makes you feel uncomfortable, unfollow them, mute them, and try and follow the accounts that meet your values filter. So like for me, I'm always as honest as I can be, and I share my progress and my stories, and you can hear it if you've listened to episodes of the podcast already. I do that a lot, and I try to be as honest as possible on my Instagram posts and my Facebook posts as well. So that is the kind of thing that you want to try and do. So confidence doesn't come from doing more. It comes from feeling safe enough to do less, but better. So we're really kind of making things as simple as possible. So as always, I'm going to leave you with something to take away. So this is your 5-day mini challenge. And I want it to be an experiment for you for this week. So I want it to be 5 days to practice self-trust. On day one, I want you to notice comparison moment, whether you've got one or two or multiple, and name the emotion. So I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling behind. Just naming it starts to lower that activation that I mentioned earlier on. On day two, I want you to replace that thought with one micro win instead. So what went slightly better today? Not what big thing happened and changed, just one thing that was slightly better today. Then day three, I want you to take a comparison-free day. So I want you to mute or unfollow anything that pulls you into pressure. On day four, I want you to reflect on one thing that you genuinely admire about your dog. And this can be something that does not have anything to do with training results. So this is starting to help you build that calm connection that I mentioned and that I talk about a lot with your dog here. So reflecting on one thing that you genuinely admire about your dog that doesn't link to training results. And then on day five, I want you to write one sentence of self-trust to yourself. So it could be something like, I'm learning at the pace that works for us. Because everybody's pace is different, everybody's progress is different, everybody's dog is individual, and you're an individual as well, and we all go through so many different things in our lives. It's really hard to compare because we're comparing someone's social media presence with another person's real life situation. So your 24/7 is being compared to everyone else's 5 second, 10 second reel, and it's just not real life. So those tiny steps are going to start to tell your nervous system the actual truth, that you're not behind, you're just human and you're learning with your dog. So that is your 5 day mini challenge, and I think it will really, really help if you are consistent with that. What I want you to do is write that down, listen back again, so you can kind of hear back and write down what you need to from each day. And I really want you to listen to what your body is telling you. So if you're not sure of what that emotion is, you can make it as simple as possible and just say that you've noticed that you are feeling tense instead of the anxiousness or whatever it is. Just try and sit with that first, and then we can get a little bit deeper if you need to. So comparison is always going to whisper that you're behind. That's what it's doing. It's telling you that you're not where you need to be, and that someone else is doing better and they're doing it faster and they're doing it calmer. But the truth is, your dog doesn't need a version of you that looks like someone else online. They just need you. They need you to be present, they need you to be kind, and they need you to be consistent. So every time you choose calm over criticism, you are teaching your dog what safety looks like, and you're teaching your nervous system the same thing. You're not failing, you're learning, and that learning is always progress. So that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening to The Mindful Dog Parent. If this episode has helped you to breathe a little easier, I really would love it if you shared it with a friend who you might feel needs that reminder as well right now. And don't forget to follow the show so that you never miss an episode. I want to remind you that you've got this and you are doing better than you think. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Mindful Dog Parent. If this episode gave you something to think about, or it just made you feel a little less alone, I would love it if you followed the show and shared it with another dog parent who needs it. You'll find all the links and resources mentioned in the show notes at lavendergardenanimalservices.co.uk/podcast. And I would love to stay in touch, so head there if you want to explore more ways to work with me or get support.